This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Texas newspaper reports that it was a surprise that Houston District Attorney Devin Anderson dropped charges against undercover investigator David DeLaden Tuesday. Last month, Life News reported how the DA's office was sharing information with attorneys for Planned Parenthood in the middle of what was supposed to be an investigation of the huge Texas abortion provider based on DeLaden's investigative undercover videos. While Democrats wrestle among themselves at their convention and while Donald Trump campaigns in the South, Clinton running mate Tim Kaine is getting reactions from those comparing his actions in the U.S. Senate and what he says is his Catholic faith, saying that self-identifying as a Catholic is not a thing in Catholicism. A Catholic preacher, a Dominican priest, Father Thomas Petrie, says simply, if you don't believe our tenets, you're not a Catholic. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, a Catholic nursing home in Belgium has been fined for refusing to kill a patient. California may be pushing those with significant intellectual disabilities to request assisted suicide. And Oakland, California is trying to muzzle free speech of pregnancy support center ads. The city declares pro-life speech as a public harm. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.